This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And I think it's a disservice to women and girls when the most prominent role given to women at the F1 is as a pretty face. Hmm. It's not very empowering.
Caroline Ezra on the all-new Evening Edition. Now, next on the lineup, Grid Girls. Well, girls may, in fact, run the world, but they're no longer going to be on the show at the F1 because Grid Girls are on their way out.
Yep,
now,
indeed.
Of course, you know, this particular story gives, context to, I guess, the start of the 2018 World Championship season. They'll no longer be used by Formula One.
Yep, that's right. So Axis Fallen Jobs are rolling off the F1 track. It actually feels a bit like an era is coming to an end. I mean, for the longest time, that's what you think of, right? You see this pairing of a fast sports car,
yes,
and they're always really scantily clad women around it.
Right, and you think about these types of customs that you see in sports like boxing, for example, right? You've got other sports that have cheerleaders, for example.
Yeah,
and so I guess with F1, they're trying to sort of have a review of some of these practices.
So if you're not familiar, grid girls are actually the models used to conduct certain promotional tasks. They usually wear clothing that has a sponsor's name on it. Their duties in F1 include holding umbrellas or driver name boards on the grid, lining the corridor through which the drivers walk through on their way to the podium.
Mm-hmm.
So it's that sort of thing. And I think it was just last week, the Professional Darts Corporation said walk-on girls will no longer be used at events. So that's another sport. Well, I don't know whether it's a sport, but I guess it's a sport.
Right. And as part of this discussion, BBC Sport actually carried out a vote on whether grid girls should be part of Formula One, with 60% saying that they should be. And of course, you know, some of the comments made by the F1 Managing Director of Motorsports, Ross Brawn, essentially saying that, you know, while the practice of employing grid girls has been a staple of Formula One Grand Prix for decades, we feel this custom does not resonate with our brand values and clearly is at odds with modern day societal norms.
Yep, that's right. You also have grid girls themselves, many of them not very happy,
mm-hmm,
bemoaning the loss of jobs, of course, saying, you know, it's upsetting that F1 have given in to the minority to be politically correct. There are a lot of girls out there who use this as their main source of income. And I think largely this is the crux of the debate, right? Some are saying it's a fundamentally harmless tradition and, you know, doing away with it takes away the glamour. Others are saying, you know, in 2018, this is a time when the objectification of women in Western culture is increasingly coming under the spotlight. So this is definitely not before time. It's way overdue.
Yeah, and so a lot of different comments coming about this, about what is, whether this move is necessary, whether it's appropriate, and what does this do in terms of how women should be valued and portrayed in these respective fields of sports in 2018 as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you just consider today's landscape, we're living through a defining moment in sexual politics. This is the time of hashtag Me Too. It's time's up. You know, all those revelations of sexual harassment and by powerful men as well. So, you know, I think the sport essentially is saying it's time to move on and get with the times, and hoping that other major global sports follow suit.
Joining us on the line is Tan Hyang Lee from the Women's Aid Organization. Hyang Lee, thank you for speaking with us. So tell us, what do you think of this move by the F1 to remove the practice of having grid girls?
Okay, so women are often portrayed as sex objects, and their sexuality is often exploited for profit in the advertising industry. So we believe that this move will help to promote better representation of women in the media, in advertising, and in sports. And we hope that with this move, other sports industries will also follow suit and to stop using and portraying women as sex objects.
Right. So there's been mixed reactions to the announcement, like we said a little earlier, especially from the grid girls proper, right? Many of them see no issue parading around during the event because they only see it as advertising for sponsors involved in the race. So one has called it an extreme measure that was probably not thought through enough. How do you view that?
So the point isn't to remove women from the industry altogether, but to look at ways that we can include women in more substantive and meaningful ways. I believe that there should be more opportunities for women to be involved in the industry, and these opportunities should allow women to showcase their intelligence and their talent and to not simply be accessories. So what the F1 industry should be looking at is to encourage more women to be drivers and also to be part of management within the organization.
And now, Hyunli, I guess taking this story and particularly looking in the context of the West, some see this decision as tokenistic given the climate of sexual politics, the Me Too, hashtag Me Too movement and the like. How much of an impact do you think this move will potentially have?
This move is a good step, but promoting gender equality can and should go further. You know, some of the things that the F1 industry should look at is to ensure that there are processes in place to handle sexual harassment and sexual assault, and to ensure that women who do speak up are getting the support that they deserve. In addition, you know, on the sports industry more broadly should ensure that men and women athletes are treated and paid fairly, because there can be a wage gap between, you know, men and women athletes. And also to ensure that, you know, women's involvement as athletes themselves are promoted, and to ensure that there are more women managing sports organizations.
Hmm. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Hyunli. You just heard from Women's Aid Organizations Tan Hyunli on her thoughts about the F1 grid girls. And, you know, I think it's very much true that, you know, for a lot of sports, you're seeing, more involvement, but perhaps not enough. Being involved in the management of it, being involved in the participation of these sports, and for them to get the recognition and, I guess, mainstream acknowledgement that it deserves.
Yeah, and I suppose that is part of the big argument, right? How women are actually viewed,
right,
when it comes to these sort of sports. So a lot of people can't see them doing anything more than this, you know, a trophy girl position. No, what is it? Grid girl.
Grid girl. F1 grid girls. Yeah, all right, folks, we've got some music right now by Journey. Any way you want it. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.